Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's interesting because I'm wondering, you know, do you have patience and you come back with an even stronger team next year where you can be an excellent team? Because I think your team is very good, very young. Or do you try to push in this year? Given that you do have kind of that top three in the rotation, you'd be dangerous in a wild card. What will your attitude be toward the deadline?
Well, I hope and I believe that those two things don't have to be mutually exclusive. I think there'll be, if we work hard enough, we do our jobs well enough, there'll be opportunities we can find to make the team better this year in a way that still helps us continue to get even better going forward. I think we ought to focus on both. I think we can focus on both in any team, but I would say particularly with the Pirates, just given that we've been through some difficult seasons, let's face it, every major league season is precious. When there's a chance to stay in it, to support a group of players and staff in a clubhouse or busting their tails every day, then we ought to do our jobs to try to do that. And of course, we do believe that we have a chance to be competitive and get to a level of winning that's sustainable. We want to do that. We want to create. We don't want to talk about a short window. We want to build something that leads to longer term success. We want to do that too. I think we can do both. It's just about, it comes back to execution and doing our jobs well.
All right, Ben Cherington right there, MLB Network yesterday with Brian Kenny, and some pretty, I think, expansive stuff from the Pirates general manager, who was amusingly, at least to me, wearing a Steelers shirt when he did that interview. It was a video call. So he's standing there in a Steelers long sleeve T-shirt, which I just found very funny. That was more expansive and I think direct and to the point than you typically hear from Ben Cherington. I think sometimes he will give you, not words, yeah, I'll say it, word salad at times. Most GMs do that at some point when they don't want to directly answer a question, but I think there's enough there that you can parse that's meaningful from the Pirates general manager. It is the Fan Morning Show. Chris Muller in for the guys. I have a very big announcement. So Crowley's out next week, still on paternity leave. And Doran, I think today, took like that preemptive vacation day before the real vacation. I have a very big announcement in about 15 minutes, just after 9:20, about next week's Fan Morning Show. Very big announcement for you. And I think it's going to be a very big announcement that meets with great favor for many of you. Actually, it'll be Doran. I'm mistaken here. Doran is at least part of one of these days that I'm going to be telling you about on next week's Fan Morning Show, okay? So big Fan Morning Show scheduling announcement while Crowley is out next week in about 15 minutes. Also, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Okay, Cherington there. Couple of different things. I hear that, and I hear a guy who is sensitive to how tough it's been to be a Pirates fan recently, how the team has frankly struggled at the end of Neil Huntington's watch and certainly struggled under Cherington's watch. I don't think there's any debate about any of that. They were floundering by the end with Huntington. They made a very disastrous trade in the end for Chris Archer. Pretty much all of us praised it at the time. It went horribly. It was a giant stink bomb for them in every conceivable way. They gave up way more than they got back. What they got back never really performed to any kind of significant degree. And while it didn't cripple the Pirates, it certainly didn't help matters. And from the court of public opinion's perspective, it was just ugly. Ben Cherington's tenure has not been really any better. He had to deal with COVID. He has not made draft picks that have made people happy in large measure. Paul Skeens has. You can give him credit for Jared Jones, of course, but Henry Davis is a 1-1 guy that looks like he doesn't have a position and might not be able to hit. And other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? So he's talking there, and I think he's trying to acknowledge these fans have been through a lot. The owner was even willing to go on the record last Friday and say our offense needs to get better. Anyone that's watching can see it's bad. That is as direct and blunt a critique as you will hear Bob Nutting give about his own team. So I think that had to get on Ben Cherington's radar. And so all of that starts to tilt you towards, I think if you're listening to it, this idea that Ben Cherington's going to handle this season, this deadline specifically, I should say, differently. But then there's the back half of that. Then there's the part that I think you would be foolish to overlook. After saying we've got to try to make this team better, we sort of owe it to the fans, they've been through a lot, he hits the boilerplate stuff at the back that I think is more relevant, while also trying to build a contender in the long term, for the long haul. It's difficult even when you are a team with immense resources. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's difficult unless you are a team with immense resources, in baseball specifically, to have your cake and eat it too. It's difficult in most sports. The Chiefs did it because of the Tyreek Hill situation. You could argue the Packers, even though they haven't won titles, have done it. They draft a quarterback when they already have a quarterback. It kind of ticks off the established guy, but he still plays well. The guy they drafted sits what seems like forever, then comes out of the chute and is actually very good. Like, there's two examples from football. The Spurs more or less had their cake and eat it too. They go terrible. They get a generational player in Wembanyama. I can't even talk this morning. I'm sorry. Wemby. Very few examples, though, in baseball, unless you are the Yankees, the Dodgers, or a team of that ilk, where you have your cake and eat it too. And almost no examples for teams like the Pirates. The Rays defied belief, I think, for a long time. They were hyper-competitive in the toughest division most years in baseball, working at a tremendous disadvantage in terms of financial resources compared to the Yankees, the Red Sox, even the Blue Jays when they wanted to be, and then the Orioles when they felt like it. Other than the Rays, who went on a pretty unprecedented run of being generally really good, it's hard to do that in baseball. And yet I hear Ben Cherington at the end of that clip, and I can't help but think he is again going to try to pull the neat trick of living in two worlds. And I would be willing to bet for a guy that I don't think has any fears about job security right now, because while he and Nutting both spoke of urgency to win this year, nothing I heard from Bob Nutting last Friday made me think like, oh, Ben Cherington's job's in danger. It was more like, here's a flashing green light endorsement. Go do something that makes this roster better. It doesn't have to be crazy, but it needs to be something. But I don't hear in anything Bob Nutting said dissatisfaction to the point where he would consider moving on from his GM. So given that reality, like people on the outside might feel like he's had enough time, he should go. Internally, I don't get that sense about their perception of him at all. He's going to want to live in two worlds more. He's going to want to be focused more on the back half of that quote that almost seems stapled on more than anything else. He's going to want to focus and live in that world more. Because the longer you can extend the window where you have Skeens and Jones and you are competitive, the more, I would call it, successful seasons you stack up and then build up the job security even more. And I think Ben Cherington is wired in such a way that he feels like he is smart enough, his people are good enough, and I don't think their work with the Pirates has borne this out to be true, and I don't think the majority of his work with the Red Sox has, although he did win a World Series, you don't take that away, but they were not a good ball club the other years he was the GM there. I think they feel, though, that they are good enough at their jobs, like you would expect most people to feel, that they can get away with it. that guys who are starting very slowly to hit, like a Rowdy Tellez, will continue to do so. That other guys like Jack Sawinski will eventually figure it out. That their pitching will hold up at the top end of the rotation. That they will get enough innings out of guys they need to get innings out of to be able to sort of massage the innings limits that they probably have self-imposed on Skeens, or that they have imposed, excuse me, on Skeens and Jones to get all the way through the regular season and playoffs if need be. And that they're going to be able to add like one or two players, neither of whom will be a major impact guy, maybe a bat, an average bat, an above average bullpen guy, because those usually come cheaper. I think they think that they can do all that, the Pirates, and succeed with it. And what I have a hard time wrapping my head around is believing that, because I haven't seen it work very often. You can argue Huntington lived successfully in two worlds from 2013 through 2015. He probably did. They made moves, but not incredibly splashy ones at deadlines or after deadlines when you still had waiver trades before it all got rolled into one. And those moves worked out. Jay Happ worked out great. Marlon Byrd hit a memorable home run in the wild card game. Justin Morneau, oddly, didn't have a single home run from what memory tells me in 2013, but he was like a decent enough contributor otherwise. He didn't have a single home run for the Pirates, I mean. Huntington did it, but when he tried to keep doing it, eventually his luck ran out. Charrington hasn't even had a 94-win season to build up a little bit of goodwill. This team is under 500. They are in the mix only because baseball has made the wild card almost impossible to avoid for most of its teams. You'd be tempted to say, don't think about next year. Who knows if these guys get hurt or not? Go for it right now. He just does not seem inclined to do that. And so it makes me wonder if the real story there isn't that Ben Charrington, while saying he kind of owes it to the fans, maybe to the owner, to do something with this team, feels much more comfortable not making a splashy move, adding a little bit here and there, and hoping it's enough. I think that's where he's going with it, personally. 412-928-9370, if you want to sound off. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Twitter here on The Fan, at 93.7 The Fan, also brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. What do you make of Ben Charrington's comments? Do you think he sounds like a GM that's going to make a bold move? Do you want him to? Or do you think this is going to be more of the Pirates nibbling around the margins, trying to make a tiny move here or there and hoping it's enough? And is that the right move in your eyes? 412-928-9370. Get back with more talk about the Pirates and what they should do at the deadline, what you think they will do. I have a quiz prepared for Harry Callis coming up in about 25 minutes. And guess what? When we come back, I also have a big announcement about next week's Fan Morning Show.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animayhem, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animayhem, your anime destination.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Oh, we still have a bed music, rejoin music scandal here. I think my ear heard something on an earlier Wiz Khalifa song that I'm going to have Callis hunt down in real time coming up in 20 minutes. We'll use that as our music to come back from the debate. I think we had a listener tell me that I'm on the right track and give me a... I looked up a name of a song that I think it is from that video game that I think Wiz sampled. So we're going to play that in a couple of minutes. I got big news. It's Chris Muller in for the guys in the morning show today. Crowley is on parental leave. Congratulations on him for being a dad 2X. So now second little girl she's getting up there in a couple months now. She's up to several months old. So he's taking some more time off, which is good as gold, in my opinion. Having done that, it's very valuable. So Doran's off today, but I had a little message come through about 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. Blank item here. We'll do it this way. You in the morning? If you would be so kind, then there was an emoji in there. If you would be so kind, please plug my return to mornings Monday with Doran and Tuesday solo. Thanks. My big announcement, Monday's fan morning show, big upgrade from this one. Doran Dickerson will be joined by Jim Colony. Tuesday morning, the Jimbo experience, pure. Jimbo solo, it appears. Jim Colony returning to the morning show next Monday and Tuesday. Doran will be in Monday. No Doran, I believe, on Tuesday. That is straight from the horse's mouth right there, Callis. How about them apples, buddy?
And Doran replaced Jim when he half retired, so that should be an interesting dynamic.
They're going to have fun. They're going to tell stories. I will bet on Monday Jim brings up hosting Panther Hotline. Many, many radio stations ago, the Pitt football call-in show after games, back when they were losing games like 65-0, when Ohio State very infamously returned a punt on them for a touchdown while only having 8 men on the field. Think about that. It was 11-8 in favor of the kicking team, and the punt still got housed. Yeah, that's not good, Callis. That face you made is exactly right. It's 9:26, and it's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Text in on this subject of what should the Pirates do? What will Ben Cherington do at the trade deadline? Got a text that said, there's a guy that called yesterday afternoon, changed my mind about making a move. He's right. They're probably going to shut down Skeens and Jones. It just doesn't make sense to do anything in 2024. I've said this a bunch of times, but I'll keep going back to it. I think they are in a very weird spot. The thing that makes them extremely unique among teams that are jockeying for a playoff spot, for a wild card berth, because the Brewers, if you go and look at it, the Brewers are way up on everybody else in the division. They're 6.5 clear of the Cardinals. The Phillies are 8 up on the Braves, and then the Dodgers are 8.5 up on the Padres. Like, the division races are settled, right? And therefore, now it becomes all about who's going to win wild card spots, the three wild card spots. St. Louis has the last one. The Padres and the Braves are the other two wild card teams. The Pirates, among chasing teams, have, I think, pretty clearly the best 1-2-3 punch in a rotation. Yet, if you're looking at these other teams, the Pirates' offensive flaws are demonstrably worse than everybody else's. And the thing that makes them and sets them apart from everybody else that's chasing for one of these three wildcard spots is also something that is very much finite for this year. We don't know exactly what the number is, but Jared Jones is at, I'll make this prediction. Jared Jones has thrown 86 innings for the Pirates, right on the nose this year. Jared Jones is already halfway past what his innings total is going to be. I do not think Jared Jones will throw, what would it be, 173 innings, which would be 87 the rest of the way. He's made 15 starts. He's thrown 86 innings. Paul Skeens has thrown 46.1 innings, 46 and a third. He's probably at top end, and I mean at top end, got 100 left. We have seen this before. There is precedent. The Nationals shut down Steven Strasburg in the thick of a playoff chase. They did it. The Pirates are going, I can't say this definitively, but as close to it as I can, like as an opinion goes, the Pirates will shut these guys down to protect them. They have some sort of number in mind. I guarantee it with both players, especially Skeens, because they have so much invested in him. He's been so good. He's made 8 starts. He's gone 46 innings. So he's gone roughly 6 innings a start. Jones, you can do the math. He's done 15 starts, 6 innings a starts, 80 innings pitched. No, it's 90 innings pitched. So he's gone just a touch under 6 a start. They've already reached past the halfway point, I think, with Jones. And I bet you got about 100 innings of Skeens left. So if you think about that, you're getting roughly, spitball it here, 170 innings between the two guys, 175 the rest of the way, if you're lucky. That's what makes them special, having those two, to go along with Keller, who you don't have to worry about for these purposes. It's also, it's like a battery being drained. If they were established big league arms that had already built up to throwing 190 to 200 innings, you'd just say, okay, let's add to this team. They're going to be this way the rest of the year. They're not. It's your phone battery. It's sitting there. Is it on red yet? Are you on low power mode? No. But you're about halfway drained. You're at about 61%. And once that battery runs out and there's no charging cables, you're done. And so if that's what makes you special, can you really build around it if there's a very good chance you're going to shut guys down? The only scenario where I can actually envision the Pirates aggressively pursuing moves at the deadline to make themselves better is if they are able to rest both of those guys and sort of stagger their starts a little bit and just take the throttle off a little bit and hit the ball so well that they can throw bullpen games, they get Martin Perez back, and they just start cruising through teams without having to do much work with Jones and Skeens. That's the only way that I could imagine this actually working out, where they get to the point where they're in the playoff chase, maybe they're in playoff position, and they keep these guys going. And given what you've seen from their offense, because it would require a heavy lift by the Pirates' offense, do you really think that's going to happen? It's hard for me to say yes. In fact, it's impossible. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. I'll also tell you today that social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Social media's biggest loser today is me, and there is not a close second. We did a draft earlier in this show, Callis. We drafted the best sons of professional athletes, and we had one little wrinkle on our teams of 5. One of the players we drafted had to have a father who played in Pittsburgh for a Pittsburgh team. Patrick Mahomes, who is, by the way, technically Patrick Mahomes II, is not on either of our draft boards. Pat Mahomes, the pitcher, pitched for the Pirates. We had literally the best quarterback in the NFL, the second best all time for my money, and soon to be the best of all time, out there to be drafted. 10 picks. He even satisfied the difficult requirement of this draft, or the harder requirement. Instead, I picked Joey Porter Jr., who's a good cornerback. But if he was guarding really anybody Patrick Mahomes was throwing to, I wouldn't feel great because Mahomes is Mahomes and he didn't get picked. And that means I am social media's biggest loser. And it's not close. And I feel stupid. Callis, how do you feel? Have you gotten over the sting of that one?
Yeah, I never had sting to begin with. Like I said, it's a more competitive draft since neither of us did pick him.
So. You always are looking at the bright side, the sunny side of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Coming up, Callis, you're getting put under the broiler again one more time. You know baseball, right?
I do.
You feel like you know American history?
Not as well.
We're going to put that to the test, my friend.
Okay.
Coming up next, we've got a little quiz for our pal Harry Callis. All right, it's the Fan Morning Show. I've got Callis hunting down something for me. Maybe we'll end the show with it. You got it? Okay. Do me a favor. So we heard earlier, now there's been a lot going on the last 2 hours of the show, or hour and a half. We embarrassed ourselves, or at least I did, in a Best Sons of Pro Athletes draft by both failing to take Patrick Mahomes, who would have also satisfied the only difficult requirement in the draft, which was one of our players had to be the son of a Pittsburgh athlete, Pat Mahomes' dad, Pat. Since it's Patrick Mahomes II, Pat Mahomes pitched for the Pirates. That would have been a slam dunk. Both of us are idiots and failed to do that. Callis doesn't feel bad because he's a baseball guy. I do feel bad because I had literally hours to think of this, and big dumb brain didn't come up with it. Now, we also, can you go back and get the Wiz Khalifa song that we use? Okay, so something happened, though, right after that that had my brain a Twitter, and it was this Wiz Khalifa song. Now, this is the song Never Been, Part 2, I think. Let it play for a little bit, Callis. Think about this for a second. Got it? Okay. Pot that one down. That was what we used to rejoin. I said, man, I'll bet my life that sounds like a song from a game I used to play growing up, a video game for Super Nintendo. It's my favorite game ever, called Chrono Trigger, because I'm a huge nerd. It's one of those RPG role-playing games. Play this one, Callis, that I just told you to look up. Now, this is not the right part of the song. Now we got to find it.
I didn't realize. The beginning sounded kind of like the progression.
Oh, it is. The song is Secret of the Forest from that game, and you'll find it at some point in there. But I got to figure out where it is. But yes, they took it because somebody actually sent me the link and said, oh yeah, they sampled this song. So we're going to find it, what they use there. That might have been the wrong one. I might have looked at the wrong thing, but they did use it. Callis, are you ready, though, before we end today's show and hand it off to Starkey? Are you ready to play a little game here that's going to test your knowledge?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to do this to make you look bad. It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
It's all in good fun.
That's what they all say.
Wow, that sounded kind of wounded. All right. Now, here's the game. I've got five names for you. Now, you said you're pretty good with baseball, correct?
Yes.
And sports in general, you would say you're a sports guy. Obviously, you're working in sports talk, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have in front of me five names. They are a mix of either political figures or baseball players or athletes in general. Okay, so athletes in general, I had a slant on this towards baseball. I tried to gear it that way, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a name. You tell me which one it is. You ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go, Callis. First name, Henry Wilson.
Jeez.
Is Henry Wilson a baseball player or is Henry Wilson a political figure?
Baseball player.
Harry, I'm sorry. You're 0 for 1.
Ooh.
Henry Wilson was one of two vice presidents to serve under Ulysses S. Grant. Put an X by Henry Wilson. I know. Harry Callis, number two. Earl Combs.
Baseball player.
Callis. You're 1 for 2.
Let's go.
Earl Combs was an outfielder. And on the 1932 New York Yankees, as a teammate of Babe Ruth, Earl Combs hit a very respectable 321, popped 9 home runs over the fence and had an 860 OPS. He was, by any objective measure, a good baseball player for the Yanks that year. They had the Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig. They had Ruth still. Man, Ruth put together a season, brother. 41 jacks, almost a 1,200 OPS. He was a force, wasn't he?
Back when that meant something, too.
Oh, yes. Yes. If a guy had an 1,100 OPS like Aaron Judge does all year right now, it would be incredible. Everyone sucks at hitting now, Callis. You can't possibly like watching some of these games across the league where so many guys just strike out.
Yeah, it's not great.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Sure.
Stephen Douglas.
Oh, that was a politician. Classic Lincoln Douglas debate.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, now I feel bad. Now I'm embarrassed.
Why?
I thought that one might trip you up because it's a pretty common name. Not only did you know it, you knew that he was the source of Lincoln Douglas debating.
Yeah, I was in speech and debate in high school, and I tried debating out briefly, and they called them the Lincoln Douglas debates, and you would debate on different topics in the sessions. So, yeah.
Would you say that you were a master debater, that you were very good at it?
No, I was bad at those debates. Oh. I'm not big on, you know, like, things that actually matter in life. I like, you know, sports debates.
You like frivolities.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like debating for fun, not for, like, you know, serious impact.
Okay. Now, you're 2 for 3 here, my friend. All right, I got another one for you. Charles Hughes. Charles Hughes.
I thought, my mind went to Charlie Huff, and I was like, oh, he threw a knuckleball on baseball. But it's not, no, Hughes is a different last name. I'll go politician.
You are 3 of 4,
Let's
and
go.
You could go 80%. Charles Hughes was a Supreme Court Justice of the United States. How about them apples? Way back, almost 100 years ago.
Hmm.
Charles Hughes. Good job.
So I can't finish with less than
that. He was a Chief Justice, actually. Yeah,
that?
So you have a chance to go 4 of 5 here. All right, last one.
Okay.
Athlete or politician? Jack Kemp.
Politician.
Trick question.
What was it?
He was both.
Really?
He was both a quarterback for, I think, among other teams, or maybe primarily, I didn't even look, Buffalo, and he was also Bob Dole's vice presidential candidate in 1996.
Wow.
I'm giving you no credit, though, because I can't give you half credit.
So I get 3 of 4?
You got 3 of 5. No, I can't give you full. I can't even give you a half point there.
I didn't know both was an option. That's not fair.
You would have completely won the game. Had you said both and said, you're not tripping me up, Malzy. As good as your Lincoln Douglas debate was, Jack Kemp was a deliberate minefield-style trick question thrown in there for you.
Boo.
Henry Wilson, though, tripped you up.
Yeah.
Didn't know Ulysses Grant's vice presidents.
Nope.
The other guy's name who was a VP under Grant was like Shiler Calkins or something like that.
Huh.
Just some guy. All right, we're going to try to hunt down that song to end the show. I think that's the only way we can end this thing, Callis. We can land this plane, all right? We'll be right back. We got a little more fan morning show left for you. We'll hand it off. I think it's Starkey. I don't know if it's Zeiss. Zeiss took the time out of his morning to rip us for the Patrick Mahomes thing, which he should have. I don't know if it's Starkey and Zeiss or just Starkey. Either way, there's a show after this one. We'll finish up the fan morning show coming up next. You could have done a beat like this. Isn't this Fabulous? Like,
what's that?
Isn't this Breathe by Fabulous?
Yep. You want to hear yours now?
Yeah, so play the Wiz Khalifa one. There's two Wiz Khalifa songs that both sampled two different Chrono Trigger songs. We played the wrong one. Play the Wiz song first here, Never Been, Part 1, I think it is. Good beat, right? Like the big drums in there? Yeah, it's heavy. I like it. It's a good beat. You could absolutely rap over this beat. All right, now play the Chrono Trigger video game song that I, a giant nerd, loved listening to growing up because it was my favorite game that he very clearly sampled. Which one you like better, Callis, the actual song or the sample?
I like it without the drum machine. I like this one.
This is the only thing I've gotten right today on the show. Otherwise, it's been a case study of how not to do a radio show or how to plan out segments in advance and then get them horribly wrong. The draft's going to sting me for a while. The Mahomes thing. 50-minute mark here on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. My buddy Dan Potash, you know that name, he was listening this morning, and I thank him for it, pointed out that Jack Kemp also quarterbacked the San Diego Superchargers. Do you think that was an unfair question to me, to play a little politics and sports game and then toss in a guy who did both?
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough. He wasn't the first name I thought of, though. I was just, like, randomly thinking of, like, dudes with plain names, and I could fool you. But you did pretty, I mean, all things considered, you did pretty well. And the one that I really, the first one I wrote down here was Stephen Douglas of Lincoln Douglas debate fame. And I walked into a Harry Callis buzzsaw of knowledge. You were all about it. You're like, oh, yeah, I used to do Lincoln Douglas.
Got him.
You did, actually. Was this fun? Did you have a nice day out? You know, did I put too much on you today?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Too many hot dogs and too many questions.
You just wanted to kick your feet back and and relax.
Yeah.
And you couldn't.
You know what? I appreciated our time together, though. It doesn't happen hardly enough anymore.
Yeah, but if you didn't have that good of a time, if I asked too much of you in every way, then you probably should be hoping I don't have to do this again for a while.
I didn't want to say that part, but, you know.
It's kind of understood. Huh? You have a very infectious laugh, Callis. We enjoy the Callis laugh. What do you think of this, by the way? This is Mike Florio with us a couple days ago. Hold on. Here we go. I grew up in the time of Bullwinkle. He was talking about Saturday morning cartoons. If you grew up in the time of a cartoon, what would it be? He said this.
I grew up in the time of Bullwinkle.
What cartoon was popular when you were growing up?
SpongeBob.
I grew up in the time of SpongeBob. Could you say that for us once?
I grew up in the time of SpongeBob.
Okay. I'm just going to maybe start a compendium of these. Am I supposed to be done now, Callis?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, Starkey's just walking in right now. Well, I guess I kind of blew up his spot saying that, right? But everyone knows that by
now. He usually likes to start at 10:30, so.
He likes to start when?
No, I'm just kidding. 10:30. No, they don't mind, though. They're good.
I mean, Joe's just out there talking to Kale. He has no idea. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT crew cabs up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms and qualifications. SunChevy.com. 88 for a high today, 58 for a low, partly cloudy sky. Should be a pretty nice day. Tomorrow, I can't say the same. If you're trying to have a house party that also spills outdoors, you're probably in a bad way, even if you have a deck that has a roof on it. Because it's a 70% chance of rain pretty much throughout the day. High of 84, low of 71 degrees. Am I talking about myself? Maybe. I guess you'll just have to guess.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. there's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.